The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It has been said of Christopher Columbus that when he set sail from Spain, he didn't know where he was going. And when he got there, when he got to his destination, he didn't know where he was. And when he went back to Europe, he didn't know where he had been. Hopefully, these next 40 days in our Lenten journey, maybe we will know a little bit more about where we're going or where we are or where we have been. And those are important things to know, and we can ask ourselves those questions. Where are we? Where are we going? Where have we been? And so tonight we look at that. We look at where are we going on this Lenten journey? At New Year's, many people make New Year's resolutions, whether to maybe lose weight or to eat a little bit healthier, maybe get a little bit more exercise, maybe quit smoking, maybe spend more time with the family, maybe read scripture a little bit more often. And New Year's resolutions are good because they set a goal for us. But unfortunately, many of us don't keep those resolutions. Hopefully during Lent, as we look at where we're going, we will continue along that path as we go along, as we move along. One of the stories that keeps reoccurring throughout scriptures, or there's references back to it a lot of times, is when the Hebrew people left Egypt, and as they wandered in that wilderness, and the Hebrew people knew where they were going. They were told they are going to the promised land. They didn't necessarily have a plan to get there, and it did take them 40 years. I'm kind of glad Lent is only 40 days. I can't imagine wandering around in a wilderness for 40 years. But they did know where they were going. They had a destination, a place to go. They were headed to that land flowing with milk and honey. Unfortunately for many of us, we don't always have a plan where we are going. There was a grandpa sitting out on his front porch, and he had his pocket knife in one hand, a piece of wood in the other, and he was making the chips fly, just whittling away. His grandson came up to him and said, "Grandpa, what are you doing?" He says, "I'm whittling." And little boy asked, "Well, what are you making?" Grandpa says, "Well, I don't know." And the little boy asks again then, "How do you know when you're done?" And I think that's our life sometimes. We just whittle away the time. We get caught up in the busyness of life. We get caught up in maybe family or work or things that we just like to do that with really no meaning to them. And we just whittle away the time. We have no goal. We have no set place that we are heading to. But as we come along on this Lenten journey, we do have a place to go to. In the immediate future, we're looking at that celebration of that cross and that resurrection. For our long-term goal, we're looking to that destination that God has set for us, that place that He has prepared for us. We are when He has prepared a home for us, a permanent home for us. And that is our destination. That is our goal. And as we journey along Lent, as we journey along in life, we look at that goal, we look at that destination, and we try to stay on that right path. So it's important to look to see, where are we going? So we also ask, where are we? For some, that's a tough question. Where are we? And I guess one way of looking at that is a kind of gauge to see maybe for yourself. Today, am I closer to God than I was yesterday? Does my faith feel stronger today than it did last year? Are we on that right path? Is that where we are? Is on the right path? And that's what Lent is about, is looking to see if we are on that right path, to see where we are today, to reflect upon ourselves. And what we see when we do that, we do see that we are truly sinners, that we are born under original sin, and that we do sin each and every day. But that's not only who we are. We are also forgiven. And so at the same time, we are sinners and we are saints because Christ, of what He has done in that cross, in that resurrection, has saved us, has made us worthy then to be able to eventually go home with our Father. And so right now we look at ourselves and we say, where are we? And times may fluctuate of exactly where we are. Sometimes things may be great in our faith. Sometimes we feel very close to God. Sometimes we feel that joy. Sometimes we feel that contentment. But then other times too, in this journey along life, in this journey along Lent, it may feel that we are away from God. We may be fearful. We may be anxious about what's going on, of where we are. There was a little boy who needed to tell his father something early in the morning, and as he was in his room, he heard that front door slam, and he knew his father was leaving the house to go to work. And so the little boy rushed down the stairs and out the front door, and he did catch his father as his father was just getting into the car. And the little boy had that conversation with his father. Later that evening, the boy was once again playing in his room, and he heard the car drive up, and he knew it was his father returning from work. And he came rushing down the steps and flying through that front door, and he greeted his father as he was coming out of the car. But what a difference in that little boy in the morning. When he needed to tell his father something, his face was fearful. It was anxious. He didn't know if he was going to get to his father in time. In the evening, the boy's face was lit up that his father was finally home again. It was filled with joy to welcome his father home. In our Lenten journey, we have those times when our faces just light up, when we know God is right here in our midst. At other times, we may feel anxious and fearful. But even then, God is with us. God is present right there with us. It's also important to know where we have been. I had mentioned that story of the Hebrew people heading towards the promised land. And like I said, that does keep reoccurring throughout Scripture. They had a goal that they were going to. They didn't always know where they were. I mean, if you've ever looked at a map of what scholars think of how they've traveled through that wilderness, it looks like a bowl of spaghetti. They did not have a chosen path that they were traveling. And many times they did get off of that path. And because of that, there were consequences. If you remember the story of when Moses comes down from the mountain with the Ten Commandments, what are the Hebrew people doing? They're worshiping a golden calf. And the consequences of that is that generation never made it into the promised land. It was their children and grandchildren who finally crossed over the Jordan to their final destination. For us too, as we look back to our past, there may be things that we have done in that past that we regret or that we'd like to take back. But it's in the past. We can't do that. But we also know too that it is in the past. And because we do believe in that cross and that resurrection, we believe in God and what Christ has done for us, we are forgiven. And that too is a part of our past. It's a part of who we are as baptized children of God. We are people who have been given that promise that we will make it to that destination, that final destination. As I mentioned, that story of the Hebrews wandering through the wilderness continues to crop up. It's even a part of the passion story of Christ, because it was there in that upper room as Jesus and his disciples were celebrating the Passover feast that he gives us a new covenant, that he institutes the Last Supper, where he says, "Take this bread, it is my body. Take this cup, it is my blood." We are tied to that cross. We remember that cross and that resurrection. As we take Holy Communion tonight, we are tied to that cross and that resurrection. As we live and as we grow, we are tied to it through our baptisms, that we too die along with Christ and we are raised to a new life. As we travel on this journey of Lent, let us remember where we are going and think about that destination. Let us think about where we are now and if we are on that right path, or what we need to do to get back on that right path, or open our ears or our eyes to that Holy Spirit speaking to us. And also remember where you have been, even in those hard times, to remember that Christ is with you and always has been with you on this journey of Lent. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.